The Holiday Doctor on Spirit Radio is brought to you by InsureMyHoliday.ie. Enjoy peace of mind on your holidays with InsureMyHoliday.ie.
Yes, it is time to talk travel now with the travel doctor, Joe Supple, who's going to be talking all about last-minute deals, some new summer destinations for you to think about, and a staycation deal as well. Joe, good morning.
A very good morning.
Well, I always have to ask you, where is next on the list? You're always coming from somewhere beautiful and going somewhere beautiful. What are you talking about today?
Actually, this weekend, I'm actually heading off to London, one of my favourite places to go to. And of course, it's so accessible to go to London, but I always love going and doing a trip over there. Get to meet up with people, go to your usual little favourite haunts and whatever. And yeah, it's always really good. So I'm heading off to London this weekend, looking forward to catching up with mates and a few friends. And but yeah, I'm going to talk about sunshine today. And interesting, it's a place I haven't been to, but friends of mine have been before, and I always hear too. That's one thing, when you're booking something, it's always good to get the knowledge of the people who've actually been there, and this is where a travel agent kicks in, as opposed to looking online, saying, you know, reading reviews and that. When you talk to the people in, like, a travel agency, they'll actually give you the advice, you know, is it kid child friendly, you know, should I go for an adults only option? Of course, if you're older people, is there 100 steps up to the hotel, down to the beach? You know, these are things you need to really
and
consider.
Also just actually knowing the area, because especially when you've got such, if you've got just a week or two, or if you've got kids, you don't want to be kind of wasting time trying to get yourself associated with the area. And that's why a lot of people, I suppose, go back to places then, because yeah, once you know somewhere and you know where the nice restaurants are and this, that and the other, it's much easier then. But you're totally right. I think chatting to somebody who's been there, like a travel agent, and knows what's what, is invaluable actually. Or just even friends, word of mouth, and just getting it from someone who's actually been there that you know and trust, rather than what's online, which I've found sometimes can't be the most reliable source of information. And I've been stung a few times kind of reading great reviews about somewhere and then it's been totally different.
Well, that's it, you know. And even for a very quick example, last week I'm heading off to Marbella at the end of May for a week, and I was looking at two particular properties, you know, and looking at the price, and they were very much around the same price. This was online, and I rang up somebody I know in travel agency, said, anyone been there? Should I know both hotels really, really well. One of them is quite dated, one of them's this, very much kids, whatever, and the other one is adult only, very modern, beautiful, beautiful hotel. So
there was your choice, mate.
The choice was made for me straight away. Do you know what I mean? But it's just, you know, it's again just having the knowledge of that. Both of them are quite similar. I think they're about 4.5 stars, something like that. But anyway, as I said, it's good to use that. Last week, or better, actually, just over a week and a half ago, in Glover's Alley, the new restaurant in the Fitzwilliam Hotel in Dublin, they Sunway and the Menorca Tourist Board, they launched their new program. Basically, it's been running for the last, I think it's 2 years now. Sunway run a charter down for the summertime, so it's Saturday to Saturday. It's an ideal time for people to sort of look, because you know yourself, I mean, Spain, Portugal, those destinations are becoming so expensive to get to now in the summertime, because they don't have the beds and they don't have the availability there, because the capacity is just so high with everyone heading down there. So Menorca, as I said, I haven't been there before, but friends of mine have been there, so it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and friends of mine just back from there and just saying how friendly the people are. And yeah, you know what, Joe? I think, because pre-baby, we used to go really far away to places like Malaysia and India and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And looking at the pictures of Menorca and the colour of the water, it's like there's places that are just as beautiful so close to home. Like how long is the flight there? A few hours?
Two and a half hours would be the flight. But you know, they did a presentation on it, which I love going to, because again, you get more knowledge on the area. Yeah. No high-rise buildings there, no big resorts. It's all just beautiful hotels, a beautiful, beautiful centre there. And actually, the videos looked very much like our most beautiful parts of Ireland. When I was looking at it, I said, God, it's so green and so beautiful, the island. It's very famous for clear blue seas there. Fantastic family-friendly resorts and accommodation. Beautiful little fishing villages. That's what I noticed as well with the actual presentations. Of course, they have water parks for the kids as well, so you're not losing out in the facilities you would get in sort of the mainland things. It's just beautiful. It's just very, very unspoiled. And of course, in the summertime, golden sunshine, which is what you obviously people are going away for, is the sunshine. It's very, very famous as well, of course, for its food, because there's all the natural products from the actual island, and also the seafood and that.
Did you get a bit of a taster at the launch?
We did. We had a beautiful dinner there, and you know, it's unbelievable. I worked for Conor Gallagher 20 years ago when he had Peacock Alley there, and then of course Kevin Thornton had it. So it was quite interesting to go in and see. They did a revamp there. I think they spent $1.5 million on the restaurant, which is quite a lot of money, but it shows. I mean, it's very beautiful. The food was out of this world. So yeah, definitely worth a little visit there and tried out some of the foods and that when we were there. So yeah, as I said, for couples or for families, it's definitely a good idea to look at that. I looked up some of the prices there just to give you a little indication in case families are thinking or haven't booked something at this stage. And of course, most families do book stuff in January for availability because you won't get availability really after that. But for families, they have going out there, departing on the 26th of May, 7 nights, self-catering, 2 adults, 2 kids, including your flights, transfers, your luggage included as well, everything, and of course your accommodation for the 7 nights. That's coming in at €1,845.
Wow,
that's
including your flights?
Everything, flights, luggage, everything, 20 kilo allowance.
And I'm just thinking, I mean, I think I paid, maybe €600 just for flights to go to Spain last year.
Yeah.
And that's the thing people have to be really careful with when you're booking flights now, because you think, you search for it on a search engine, and then by the time you add the bags and the this, that and the other, the price has gone up a few hundred euro.
Absolutely.
And it really does.
Yeah. And they have availability there as well in June as well. And again, it's 2 adults, 2 kids, 7 nights, self-catering in a 4-star property. So you're guaranteed, like, it's going to be a really nice property. Again, your flights, accommodation, transfers, 20 kilo baggage allowance per person. And of course, you have your Sunway representative down there, departing on the 2nd and the 16th of June, €1,797. Which is unbelievable, because I know people who are paying like, you know, 3,500-4,000 for a family holiday for that. So as I said, Menorca, definitely worth considering. Looks very beautiful to me. I definitely will take a trip down there someday.
And as well, when you're doing the self-catering thing, I'd imagine in Menorca, going out to the supermarket and getting your bits and bobs for breakfast or whatever would be a lot cheaper than
over here.
And just having that security of someone on the ground, of being able to chat to them about where to go and recommendations and things like that, is brilliant.
That's it. And I always recommend to people as well, I know I'm one of those, you know, love-hate type situations. When you arrive to a resort, you just want to get out, you want to lie down. But it is worth going when the representative's in the hotel in the morning, maybe for an hour, you know, they do the presentation and say, here's the excursions we have. Because remember, they're there to look after you, just for the local knowledge. You don't have to avail of it all, but at least they're giving you information, even if it's only down to changing or doing something like that.
Nice to talk to an actual person.
Absolutely.
Rather than be like Googling everything.
Yeah, and coming up at her saying, you know, would have been advised for this or that, because obviously they live there and they look after the whole season there. So they're all on sunway.ie, and also on sunway.ie there's some really good deals. If you can pack your bags and go, this is unbelievable. Like, I was looking at flights alone of what you would pay, and of course you've got to pay your baggage. Mm-hmm. And it's gone so expensive now. When you put your bag each way, it's like €50 each way. It can be €100 on top of your flights for one bag. But this is going out to Fuerteventura. It's departing on the 14th of April. It's 7 nights, self-catering, and 3-star property. So it'll be nice, basic, but you know, you're getting the sunshine. This is your flights, your 20 kilo allowance, your accommodation for the week, and your transfers. All in at €269 per person.
Go on out.
Absolutely.
To that.
I'm telling you. They had a €199 deal last week, actually, which was just unbelievable. Similar type thing. So you wouldn't even get the flight for that.
No.
You wouldn't get the accommodation. And you're going to be out and about. Fuerteventura is a beautiful island. If you fancy Gran Canaria on the mainland, again, they have 7 nights there, self-catering, flights, transfers, accommodation, all the bits and the bobs, and cheapest chips, 14th of April flying out, €299. Per person. Like, unbelievable, isn't it, the deals?
Can I just drop work now, Joe, and get on that plane?
Get on the plane and get up there. Yeah, so as I said, there is some fantastic deals if you can go last minute. And people always say to me, would you take the chance? I said, absolutely. Just think,
you
I want to get to the
sunshine. You know what, I was talking to my husband about this and being in that situation where, Janie, we kind of got stung on flights and all that sort of stuff you've been talking about. And we've booked our time off for September. And I was like, do you know what? I don't want to pay that money again. Let's just wait and see if something comes up last minute. And a week, we have the days and be ready to go. And sure, look, if it doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. We go somewhere in Ireland, you know. But I think it's kind of exciting.
It is. And you know what it is? Because, again, like Sunway and other operators, it's the charters you want to go for. If you're going for the scheduled flights, last minute, you're not going to get any deals.
But
you're
they want to fill the seats on the charters. But,
absolutely. The charters, they want to fill the seats. They have the accommodation there. And, you know, you'll get some really good, like, 199 deals, 249s, 269s, stuff like that. So definitely, if you're thinking about going away and you're saying, I don't mind once I get to the sunshine, that's the package deal to go for. Now, my staycation of the week is one of my favourite places in Ireland. Been there on numerous occasions for different events and stuff is Castle Duro. Have you been there before?
No, I just keep seeing fabulous photos of it from weddings and things like this and it looks gorgeous.
It is quite a popular wedding venue down there. It's Peter and Shelley Stokes. Peter Stokes would have been very well known. They brought it over many, many years ago. And one thing I love about it, every time I go down there, they've changed things around, whether it's paintings or whether the beautiful decor within. They're always working on the land there. Again, they have their own organic gardens there, which they have their vegetables, all of it. So it's all really good food, quality food you're getting there. You know, they're open midweek and the weekends as well. But I just checked up one offer they had there. It's a midweek escape. So basically, if you wanted to go away for a night, I think this is a really good deal. Special offer for two people sharing and includes one night's accommodation, a fabulous evening meal and a hearty Irish breakfast. Also included is a complimentary mini facial or manicure for yourself, maybe. And also you...
Joe, you can have a mini facial too, you know.
Well, I know I can have a mini facial, but I'm just thinking that manicure... Well, I've had manicures before and they've been very nice. And the very old pedicures as well. And the good thing as well is, you basically book your package. It also gives you the discount card for Kildare Village. So if you're heading down maybe from Dublin or somewhere, you could go in there on the way. Also, they'll upgrade you free if you have a Blue Book voucher. Have you know the Blue Book?
Yeah, fantastic.
I love those vouchers. I've given them to friends for Christmas or for birthdays. And it's so good. It's such a great selection of properties. If you have a Blue Book voucher, they'll basically upgrade your stay for the duration of your stay. So the overnight stay with the evening meal for two people, breakfast next morning, and of course, you get your upgrade. Offered total is €240. That's
with
a really good deal.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful castles I've been to, and it's won so many awards.
And it's essentially family owned still, right?
Oh, it is. It's the Stokes who own it. Yeah.
And that, to be honest with you, Joe, I just think for me, I just absolutely love when it's still a kind of family owned and run, especially in an era where big Chinese and billionaires are buying up properties, and those places do lose that personal touch. It's just totally different.
Absolutely. And you know, when you're down there, Peter and Shelley are walking around the place. Shelley's in and she's in, you know, the riding boots coming in from what she's been doing or whatever. You know, it feels very family orientated. You know, in other words, it's like, you know, this is our home. But, you know, we want
enjoy
you to
enjoy your stay.
We want you to enjoy your stay and whatever. And yeah, the food is unbelievable. Really good breakfast as well. And of course, the staff are all local, generally local. I'd say 90% are local staff. So, you know, they're really good. And so that's castleduro.ie. And as I said, to stay there, €240 for two people. Really good deal.
Fantastic stuff. I've been chatting to our travel doctor, Joe Supple. If you want to check out some of the deals that he mentioned for trips abroad, you can go on to sunway.ie. And as Joe mentioned there, his staycation of the week is castleduro.ie. Joe, thanks a million and we'll talk to you soon.
Great stuff.
The Holiday Doctor on Spirit Radio is brought to you by insuremyholiday.ie. Wherever you want to go worldwide, insuremyholiday.ie have the travel insurance for you.